You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
I've been catching singles over the years, but is this the first album in a while for you, Jade?
Yeah, it's the first one since 2020. So in 2020, I put out an album called Handle Me With Care. And it was sort of a weird release because COVID had hit and I was in the States and I didn't get to tour the album at all. And I guess I just sort of had nothing to do and I still wanted to put it out. So I technically released it, but, sure, you know, it didn't get the attention that I would have hoped to be able to put on it just because of the state of the world at that time.
Yep.
So In My Veins came out last year and that's the first full record since Handle Me With Care.
Tell us a little bit about the writing of the songs.
Well, they actually started back in 2020 when, you know, I was sort of on standby mode like mm-hmm. many musicians. And Dave Symes, who's a wonderful bass player from yep. here in Sydney, and he and I went to high school together and we also came up in the Jackie Ozarski band together. So he kind of reached out this one time and he was like, so, you know, I'm totally bored. I've just been making little instrumentals here and there. I just thought I'd throw something at you. And he started sending me these ideas and that's kind of how it all started. And I think initially it wasn't like, let's make an album. It was yeah. just like, let's stay in touch and let's stay connected to our craft and what we love to do and try and just have some fun and keep our brains occupied and stay creative, basically. So that's sort of where things started. And obviously there was a lot going on in the world and a lot of feelings to process. So, you know, no lack of inspiration to write about. And that's kind of how it all got going. And then eventually I was able to come back here to Sydney and started chipping away at recording the songs piece by piece every time I came back.
Is that right? That's the next question I wanted to know. So you've got all the songs together, the collaborations too, some collabs there, or?
Yeah, mostly. Like the first time I came back, I didn't have all the songs, and so I uh-huh. got in the studio with Ben Rogers, who I've also worked with for a long time friend and collaborator, and same sort of thing, you know, we were like, oh, let's make some music because we yeah. haven't been able to. And that was sort of still a lockdown time when I was here, I think it was 2021, and we ended up writing Out of Sight, and they live in the Southern Highlands, and we wrote that together down there. And I remember driving back in the car up the Hume, and I listened to it like 30 times on the way back. I was like, oh, this song, we're doing something here, like something's coming together. And so it was the start of like, maybe I'll do another Jade album and see where it goes. And then Ben ended up being my right-hand man and producing the album and like just helping me piece it all together long distance, basically. And we would just, we put the pieces together over like the last 3 or 4 years.
That was going to be my next question, yeah. that a producer plays such an important role
totally.
In shaping an album's sound. Are you happy to be guided by their vision?
Yeah, I mean, I think what was great about, you know, me working with Ben is we've done so much together, and musically and life-wise as well.
Uh-huh.
And we have many, our tastes are pretty similar. And so without really thinking about it, we would sort of just agree on a lot of the creative. And what was really nice was, you know, he was an amazing facilitator basically for my vision. And anything that I would suggest, he would be like, yeah, we just do this and we can make that happen. So it was a really like great synergy between us.
Since I've been hearing the songs and now the album in its entirety, I've always felt like that it feels very much like an Australian album
yeah.
by an Australian artist using Australian musicians.
That's cool.
Even though I know that you live in America.
Sure.
Is that connection always going to be there for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, one of the cool things about coming from here is like I understand the quality of the musicians here. You know, it's no different from anywhere else in the world. But there is a slightly different character to the way people play here. And that's interesting that you feel like it sounds like an Australian album. I love that. You know, we did put some things in there, like we sampled some currawongs and, you know, just stuff that sort of felt like me. And yeah, I mean, I'm heavily influenced by, you know, so much American music, obviously, because that was sort of the roots of soul and funk. It's all from over there. But, you know, we have our own take on things over here.
in a place where everything is bigger, such mm-hmm. as America I'm talking about. And you only have to look, I think, was Chappell Roan on a horse at the Grammys yesterday performing? I don't know, but are you glad that your scene is a little less OTT and it feels a little more grounded?
I guess so. I mean, I think what is important is that you're authentic, and some people, that is them in their authenticity, is really over the top.
Sure.
And I think, you know, I have my moments of being over the top, but it's not probably my default. You know, I like to think I've got a little more substance to me, and you can take a second listen maybe and discover something new, and maybe a third listen and find something else.
Speaking of multiple listens, the song My Eyes to the Sky is one that I've played repeatedly on my time when I'm on the air here on Eastside Radio, which is great because so many times a song just gets played for once, but it's mm-hmm. so wonderful to hear a song like My Eyes to the Sky multiple times on the station. Can you just tell me a little bit about the inspiration here?
Sure. Okay, so that's the song that samples the Currawong.
Yeah.
And I think that's a song like this. The album really for me was split into two different characters, not necessarily intentionally, but, you know, there was a lot of heavy stuff going on in the world, and some of the songs are reflective of that. And then some of the songs I felt were songs that I needed to lift me above that. And Eyes to the Sky is definitely about optimism, positivity, a little bit of reflection on how I grew up. And I always felt like an outsider. You know, I never really fit anywhere. And so I was sort of just looking back on that and the way that as an adult, I guess I've sort of learned to embrace that. And it's now, you know, I relish the fact that I'm a little different from everybody else and all that stuff. But Eyes to the Sky, it's just about, you know, keeping, it's trying to stay afloat, stay above water, and stay motivated, stay positive, even when things are like really tough.
Two of Australia's vocal powerhouses, Karen Lee Andrews and Jade McRae, take the stage with their bands at the Factory Theatre on February the 7th for a double album launch.
Give me your hand, baby.
In My Veins by Jade McRae and Survival by Karen Lee Andrews. Taking these albums live will feature many of the incredible Sydney musicians who contributed to the recordings and is set to be a dynamic and joyous celebration of soul and blues music. Don't miss Karen Lee Andrews and Jade McRae double album launch at the Factory Theatre on February the 7th. Tickets available from factorytheatre.com.au. Proud Eastside sponsor.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.